Hold on. Just a second. Oh, God damn it! This goddamn place! Okay. Right. My name is Joe Durst, and I'm Moab County Education Board Head of Staff Training. Welcome to this now mandatory, thanks to Eric, training course, Depression. Why the long face? I know this is a hot topic right now, what with all the workplace bullying y'all been doing, but I would like to first highlight two important points. One, we do not give sick pay for time off due to mental health issues. And two, I have absolutely no personal experience with this kind of thing, okay? I was in the Marines up until 08, and only got discharged after a Filipino prostitute bit off the tip of my penis. But what I can tell you is we do not have mental health issues in the Marines. You so much as comment on the painful fragility of life, and the boys will strip you naked and leave you for dead tied to a pentagram in the middle of rush hour Kabul. As my squadron leader would tell us, the weaker mind leads no one. The stronger mind lead the weaker mind, and they in turn lead the other minds. Or something like that. I don't know. Or maybe that was one of my ex-wife's tattoos. What the hell did I do with it? Debbie, if you're listening, stop going through my goddamn paperwork. I have printed off from Yahoo some tips on avoiding depression. Now, some of these I think are the work of un-American short-haired women, so I have rewritten them somewhat to reflect the way I expect you all to behave in the workplace or at home. The number one thing you should do is keep your mind active with a hobby. Everyone needs a hobby to stave off those flashbacks of being hogtied by your commander and locked in a prison cell while a group of state senators feverishly touch themselves on the other side of a one-way mirror over what they presume to be your corpse. I myself enjoy both puzzling and shooting. I own over 300 guns and Moab County's second largest collection of Christian-related puzzles. Other hobbies that might stop those dark thoughts are cars, dogs, and knives. The second tip is to drink less water. I don't think I need to say anything further on that. Excuse me while I eat. Yeah. Did I forget to tell you what you need to look out for in a depressed person? How do you tell them apart from a normal person?
Delicious. Changes in appearance are a surefire way to tell somebody is depressed.
Let's take Mary, an accountant, as an example. Well, you may have noticed Mary has stopped bathing and smells like a sack of meat has been left on the engine of a Boeing 747 for the entire duration of a flight to Sao Paulo. Is she depressed? Yes. Only the depressed could display the amount of self-loathing Mary does on a day-to-day basis. Watching her eat her tuna salad sub alone in her car at lunch every single day of the year is enough to push me into a deep depression. In the Marines, we'd play a game to weed out those who were weak-minded and prone to depression. My commander called it, curl up and die. We'd strip naked and be gaffer-taped into the fetal position and left in a dark room. The weaker mind would snap first and roll out of the room sobbing like a baby. Those of us that made it to the end were rewarded with a meal out by Prince Andrew, who would always be in the room with us, pressed up against a panel of plexiglass with his nipples attached to a car battery.
Joe Durst? Can you hear me, Joe Durst? You do not have to do this, okay? My name is Kimberly Miller. I'm the lead hostage negotiator with Burnsville.
If you line manage anyone you suspect of being depressed, or if you suspect any student is depressed, you will need to fill out form E394 and hand it into your appointed health and safety officer. This is to make sure we don't have a repeat of the situation with Eric.
Joe, I know you can hear me. Let's get your co-workers back to their families.
Okay, fine. Let's just do this. I already ate them all anyway.
Take the shot.
I I already ate.
Burnt Toast presents Workplace Creatures, featuring Craig Brown
and Miranda Shrapnel.
Written and created by Tom Munden.
Edited by Craig Brown and Tom Munden.
Artwork by Deprived Anxiety.
Burnt Toast Presents is an Everybody Panic podcast.